Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior indoor track and cross-country star at Rhinek High School, Joseph Lavelle. So, Joe, welcome, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And we've also got coach, and that's Marcella Scalise, is that correct?
Correct.
So I'm current with where things stand with the team. I see the most recent information I had is, Joe, you were the Section 1 Class C champion in, what, the 3,200 meter?
Yeah.
Okay, and also the team, third place finish at the sectionals for Class C. And I also noticed, too, that now you've won the section championship in a couple of separate events, cross-country events there, but you'll be a favorite for another in the spring season. So just kind of catch me up, because I don't know how the seasons run necessarily when it comes to indoor track followed by the cross-country. Where do you all stand right now? What is up next?
Well, right now we're kind of at the end of the winter season. That'll run for another like 3 weeks or so.
Okay.
And then a spring track will start up then, and that'll run through the end of the school year.
All right. And I see also that you improved from 10th place last season to second place in the eight-letter acronymed state meets. I just can't do it. I just don't want to do the NYSPHSAA kind of thing. I'm just going to say eight letters. It's a lot easier for me. But now, congratulations. That's quite an improvement there from 1 year to the next.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything in particular? I mean, did you do anything in the meantime to try to maybe up your training? Was there anything new that you tried out?
I don't know if there's necessarily anything new. I think the past year I've kind of had more focus on like certain aspects of my training, like hitting certain mileage and having certain types of runs to kind of gear towards cross country and those types of races. And I think it just happened to work out pretty well.
Okay. And you've been invited now a couple of times to the New York State Federation cross country meet. Now, what is that exactly? And has that happened already?
Yeah, that was in November.
Yep.
I think still not quite sure what exactly it is. It's it's the eight letter.
Yeah.
New York
okay.
State. It's those high schools as well as city high schools and private schools. And it's like one big state race.
Yeah. Well, so I can kind of explain that part a little bit.
Sure.
Each season of running is a little different because New York State wants to keep us on our toes, I think, more than anything. So in the fall, they have the state meet, which is that eight letter acronym, but that only includes public high schools. And then they do the federation meet, which is about a week later, where they then include the private schools, the city schools included in that. And then in the winter and the spring, the state meet includes all those other teams. So it's one meet in the winter and the spring versus in cross country when they do the two. Part of the reason why they do the two during cross country is because the state meet is usually held somewhere far upstate. And sometimes things like transfer stuff are a little more difficult, where for the winter and the spring, they have merged them all together.
Okay. All right. So, but then basically when you do get to the state, so that's when it's like the full blown competition and you've got everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's definitely got to be the one you look forward to. And, you know, and when you can place as high as you did, that is certainly something to be proud of. So now when it comes to some of the accomplishments, I see all league cross country, all county, all section, all state, also a state champs. When was that? What year was that? The state champions?
That was the past 2 years at the state meet. Your section kind of races as a team, and section one has past 2 years, I think even the few years before that, have been winning the state meet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, congrats. And, I also see all league, all county, all section, for the winter track and field, the team MVP as well for the last couple of seasons. And, also, I do note, that you've got you've racked up a boatload of school records.
So, yeah.
Now, I don't know if there's any trophies for that, but that's a hell of a mantle you got at home if that was the case. So I noticed, too, that you are the team captain, and most of the winners of this award are a captain of, you know, whatever their respective sport is. So, and I ask all of them, what's it like to be in that position for you, that position of leadership where you are looked to for that role? I mean, obviously, you know, you run the run, as you might say, but when it comes to the fact that they're looking to you for inspiration, maybe for some guidance, that put any pressure on you?
It's not necessarily pressure, I would say, but kind of makes you have to be a bit more self-aware that there are people like kind of looking up to you, and you have to set a good example for not only like the freshmen on the team, but also we have modified kids like in middle school practicing at the same time as us. So it's good to just like make sure you're doing the right thing so they can fall in love with the sport and do like good things in the future as well.
Okay. And has there been any like really marked improvement from some of the younger runners that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, there's a lot of, especially in the sophomore and freshman class right now, there's a lot of runners that are really committed and are very talented. So they'll be really good in the next few years.
And then I'm sure that, you know, when you were first getting to school there and you were a younger runner, that there were captains and mentors for you. Were you able to bring anything that they taught you forward to help with the younger runners now?
Yeah. Both of the captains, when I was there, I still remember going to runs with them and stuff. They have not only just like little phrases and things that we keep using on the team, but their ways of doing team bonding and things like that during cross country earlier in the season are things that still will happen on the team this year and will hopefully continue as after I graduate.
Okay. And as a runner, and I've always been curious about this because, and just to let you know, by the way, all this running talk that we're doing is making me very tired. But as a runner, is there any, what do you think about, you know, when you're doing your long distance running? Is there anything in particular that you focus on while you're out there?
Well, I don't know, like a long run or a road run or anything. I like to run with other people. So we kind of just talk about whatever, anything that's happening on the run or just in school. But during races, my mind is just surprisingly blank. There's really not much going on except for like splits and stuff going on during the race. But yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, there is something to be said about having a blank mind every now and then. It's there's an advantage to that, I think, especially when most of us have way too much going on in our heads most of the time. So that's good that running is able to kind of let you escape a little bit in that regard. And, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about running over the weekend because sadly, the director of Chariots of Fire, Hugh Hudson, passed away over the weekend. And I ended up rewatching the film and remembering how much I love that film and what a great movie it is. So now, Coach, let me ask you, you've been coaching Joe now for a while. What's that been like to see not only his improvement, but also to see how he's grown as a leader?
So I've actually known Joe probably one of the longest out of some of the kids because we actually started way back when he was on modified. I was the modified coach back then. So I've had the pleasure of really seeing him transform physically, emotionally. Like he's also grown a lot taller in that time. of us from when he first started out, where he's shorter than me, now he towers over me. But it's really been great to see him come into his own and become more comfortable. We were actually reminiscing the other day about how his freshman year, when he ended up coming in second place during cross country at our league championship, and it was a big deal. It was a pouring rain, torrential downpour, and it was a big breakout for him that he beat some of our senior captains. And that was something where I knew, okay, he has some potential to really, really go far. And he's just kept improving. I've seen the focus in him. Even a workout we did the other day, I was like, okay, you have to hit these times. And he was like, yep, okay, I got it. And he executed exactly like what he needs to.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. And obviously, you two have made a good team as to where Joe is now. So good for both of you. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Rhinebeck High School's Joseph Lavelle. So now, Joe, we all know that academics are part of this award as well, and you're in pretty good shape there. I see you've got like a 95 average, a number of AP courses, including English language, macroeconomics, computer science, calculus, and also, you've got forensics, physical education, and I'll have you know, by the way, you are not the only winner of this award who has a forensics class. Anything in particular that that's, you know, steered you towards taking forensics?
I just heard a really good recommendation about it from a friend who taken it last year. I don't know if it necessarily directly translates to athletic performance, but maybe it does.
Okay, and also. I see that you've received an academic scholarship to Elon University, and also you're committed to their cross-country team as well. So the academics have been noticed. That had to be a pretty big day when you found out that, yes, it was a thumbs up. That's where you were going to be heading.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I remember the deadline was supposed to – or the response was to come out, what was it, November 1st? But – or no, December. I don't really remember the exact date. But the day before, we were at practice, and I got a call from the admissions office, and it was super exciting. They were on the phone and they were congratulating me and telling me all the great news.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, believe me, I remember the same day myself. Not the scholarships or anything or the sports, but just knowing that I had been accepted to the place I ended up going. So that's an exciting day. So, also now with the classwork, and I see all these AP classes and everything else, what is the class that that strikes your fancy? What is the one that interests you the most?
I'd say probably this year it's been computer science, just because I like the idea where you keep working at it, and once it actually does work and there's no errors or anything and it does what you want to do, it's just a very like satisfying feeling.
Oh, without a doubt. And now of the other classes, any classes kind of surprise you that you like them maybe more than you expected?
Probably English this year. Because, I mean, normally it's supposed to be nonfiction this year, which I wasn't expecting to be the most entertaining, per se. But it's actually been really exciting stories and something I've enjoyed.
Oh, that's good to hear. That is good to hear. Now, I also noticed, too, that you're a founding member of the Rhinelag High School Student Athletic Cabinet. So what do you all do there?
We tend to have monthly projects in school where we try and either do something for the community or just the school itself, as well as out of school activities as well. We had a flood last year. We had a group go out and help clean up and restore part of the community and just things like that.
Okay. And also, you are the Section 1 male rep for the Student Athletic Advisory Committee. Now that had to be something to be picked for that responsibility, for that honor. And what do you do there?
So for part of the year, we kind of act as like a panel where they talk to us about new rules or regulations that could go into effect in future years. Kind of like a focus group where they could talk to athletes and see how we would actually respond.
Okay.
But then in the second half of the year, we kind of take a shift to like our own project. We have a big mental health awareness campaign that we do. We give presentations and things like that to athletic directors so they can talk to their students and provide outreach for any student that needs help.
All right. And then also for the last number of years, the Northeast Kingdom Running Camp. Is that something that happens like, say, during the summertime outside of school?
Yeah, that's a week at the end of July, start of August. And it's a really great place to spend the summer.
Okay. And also, you're on the chess club. You're also a lifeguard and 130 hours of community service at the Harbor Marine Education Center. And I'm going to assume that some of that involves cleanup. What else?
We do clean up and preserve certain wildlife habitats. But we also have there's a camp group that goes down there. We give them tours of not only the tanks that we have there with local wildlife, but also tell them about like the environment around them and what they can do to help preserve it for the future.
Oh, that's very cool. And again, as I've mentioned with some of the other topics here, you are not the only winner of this award who is, environmentally conscious, environmentally concerned, taking classes and doing projects with such. So good for you all. Now, with the fact that you're a really busy guy, what do you do to try to manage all this? Anything in particular to try to keep things from going a little wonky?
Well, this year, it just so happens my schedule gives me a little break in the afternoon right before practice, like an hour and a half, where I go home, I have lunch, and I also try and get ahead of whatever work I have for the week or just for that day so I can get to practice with either no homework or very little, that by the time I get home, it's a very manageable amount. So it's all about kind of planning ahead and make sure you get it done whenever you have the opportunity to.
Okay. And I will say that all of you winners are much better at time management than me. I'm just giving you the heads up. So I'm trying to learn something from you all. And then when it comes to just a little bit of downtime for yourself, you know, when you want to take a break, you got any kind of hobbies? You got anything that interests you to just let you take a breather?
Well, on a nice day like today, I would probably end up going to like the park or something. I enjoy throwing out a frisbee. But on the weekends, I tend to find myself like watching a soccer game or a football game, anything like that.
Okay. All right. And then, Coach, before we close up shop here, what else would you like to say about our friend Joe here?
So Joe is really an exceptional kid all around. I mean, the way he's grown into himself, I could not be prouder. He's really worked hard, taken his training seriously, and he really is the definition of what you think of when you have role model. That's really what comes to mind when you think of him. And he's constantly showing up, doing what he needs to do, and helping contribute to the team as well. He's really great at being a good team player and leading by example. And he's very deserving of this award, and we're really happy for everything that he's done.
Well, Joe, congratulations. And the coach is absolutely correct. And good luck moving into the spring season. Go out with a bang there as a senior, my friend. And also, good luck moving on to Elon. Any idea what you're going to study when you get there? Or are you going to wait till you get there?
I'm still not quite sure. But after this year, especially, I'm leaning towards computer science. So that's something in that region.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you there. And it was very nice talking to you. And coach, very nice talking to you as well. And for Rhinelander High School's Joseph Lavelle, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.